This is episode 156 on March 31st, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
Welcome back, Matt.
Welcome, Joe. How you doing?
I am doing good. It's another week. It's actually the end of the month. Can you believe that?
We are 25% of the way through 2016 already.
We're almost done with our first quarter.
In like 2 hours, yeah, we will be done with the first quarter.
How was your week? What you been up to?
Oh boy, it was a good week. We had Easter this past weekend.
Yes,
and I took a lot of pictures, obviously for Easter. I actually ended up shooting a lot more with my Sony camera than I did with my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
But then I ended up using my iPhone to edit and process pretty much all those pictures from my Sony camera.
Yeah, that I do that a lot too. You know, I actually have been going through some older images and editing with my phone more. But I took some pictures. Actually, my mom got mad at me. I took a picture of the kids and my wife in their Easter dresses, and my mom says, "Where are you? How come you're not in the picture?" And she goes, "Get a tripod." It was like, yeah, we were trying to get in the car as quickly as we can without, you know, being late for church. And so I said, okay, well, I'll have to do a family picture, get my tripod out, get my Bluetooth shutter release, and take some pictures of the entire family. But, the kids were cute.
Good. So, yeah, we did the Easter thing, and then I haven't really had as much time as I would like to have to get out and shoot, so I've been doing a lot of going back through older photos, not like old, but from, you know, a few weeks ago or whatever.
Sure.
And editing those. I have one that I'm working on right now that I really can't wait to share with you guys. I don't normally share pictures of my son. I just usually just share those with family or whatever. But this one is going to be awesome. So I'm really excited about it. It involves just a lot of craziness, all kinds of manipulation and it's going to be pretty fun. I'm excited about it. And what else? Oh, the other thing that I did was I know on this show several times, every time we talk about getting photos printed, I always mention an app called Free Prints. And if you're looking for it in iTunes, it's the developer is called Planet Art. And I really like their prints, and you do get free prints from them, which is pretty cool. In any case, they have another app called Free Prints Photo Books.
Nice.
And so I got that app, and I made a photo book of all the pictures that I took at Easter. Not all of them, but a big chunk of pictures that I took at Easter time. And so I got a photo book made, and it looks like it's going to turn out pretty sweet, so I actually bought three of them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm sending one to my Nana, who lives down in Florida, so she really never gets to see my son.
Yeah.
And one for Liz's parents, who spent that's my wife, by the way, my wife's parents. They spent the whole weekend with us, and then one for us to keep. So very I'm cool. Looking forward to getting those. I should have those sometime within the next week here. So maybe the next show I'll be able to speak to their quality or whatever. But it's going to be a hardbound, I forget the size, 6x8, I believe. So okay. A decent size hardbound book. pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I think we had some questions about printing this last week in the Facebook group. But yeah, definitely you need to follow up and let us know how the quality is.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Cool. And yeah, I think for now, I think that that encompasses my week more or less. Got a trip to Cleveland coming up this weekend, so I'm hoping to get out and maybe do some cityscapes or some kind of something along Lake Erie or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an image I worked on this week. I shot it with my Canon SLR, and it reminded me because one of our listeners, he posted an image of Civil War reenactors. And so I was like, you know what? I have that one in my phone right now. I had about 3 years ago. Yeah, I think it was 3 years ago. Went to a reenactment that was over here by my house at Brattonsville and just took a lot of pictures. It was fun to kind of walk around and kind of imagine that I was in another time, not even 200 years ago, 150 years ago. And I got one image that had the battle kind of going. And I was able to get sort of a vantage point behind the Confederates and in the foreground, and in the background was the Union Army, and the flags kind of waved in a certain way, and I was like, oh man, I need to do some more with that image. So I took it into Snapseed, and I used let me pull it up. I'm going to pull up Snapseed because I know I'm going to butcher the setting. So I pulled it up in Snapseed. I'll use this one. And there is it's Glamour Glow. And
I love Glamour Glow.
Yeah.
No, I really do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. I thought you were pulling my leg. Yeah, Glamour Glow, there are different settings that you can use with it to kind of make it either subtle. I went all the way. I took it more of a extreme. And it made the image look more like a painting. And not so much that you can see the brush strokes, but the way the colors seem to pop and kind of give it that dreamy type look. I'll post it in the Facebook group. But it was one of those things. I thought about posting it in our Facebook group, and I'm like, it's a Canon. It's not a tiny shutter. But in reality, I used the iPhone to do the editing. So I will say that it was shot with my DSLR, but I did all the editing with my iPhone. And so, you know, it's like, I'm not trying to be like a purist or anything. And I'm not saying that, you know, whatever you do is, you know, it has to be iPhone only, but I try to make it iPhone as much as I can. And I think back then I was using the 3GS. So I don't even know how the shot would have turned out if I had actually used my iPhone. But it was fun to be able to kind of reminisce and go back to some of those images and play around with them. And sometimes we need to do that. We take a lot of images, but what do we do with them? A lot of times they sit on a hard drive or they're in the cloud somewhere and we don't revisit them. But I think what we need to do is start revisiting some of those images and seeing what we can do with fresh eyes and see what we can get. So I will post it.
Yeah, I think you should. It's actually a really awesome image. There's a lot to look at in the picture. there's just a lot. There's like a lot going on. It's very engaging.
Yeah. I did post it on Instagram. So if you go to at Joseph Ferreira on Instagram, you'll see the image. I think it's the second or third one. I'll pull it up real quick.
This is second.
Yeah. Second image. I did like the colors. The colors really seem to work, and there's smoke from the guns, and it's a fun image to play with. I think it's my favorite one. There's one other one. I'll post that one too, but there's another one where they're standing side by side after the reenactment was over, and they got together for a photo. And I stood in front and was able to get some images.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think that'll be something we'll try to do and try to make sure that people are doing. Revisit some of those images. All right. Are you ready for some news?
I love news.
News team! Assemble!
All right.
Is it good news?
Well, it depends on if you work for Yahoo or not. Whether it's good news or not. Was this week or last week? There was a news article that says the Wall Street Journal reports that Yahoo sent out letters to potential buyers. So Yahoo is for sale, but that also means that Flickr, which is a part of Yahoo, is for sale also. So we thought it would be fun to kind of talk about that a little bit since we just started our Flickr group. So Matt, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know what's going on?
Well, I think Nigel O'Connell hit it on the head in Facebook. He basically said that now that we have a group on Flickr, Flickr's become an attractive business to sell. And I really couldn't agree with him more.
That's awesome.
No, I mean, I think you already summed it up pretty well. Basically, Yahoo as a company is not doing very well. And they're basically looking to sell off, you know, all the other businesses that are under their little umbrella. So they've been kind of courting customers and taking bids. And this will all kind of come to a head on April 11th, I think, is when we'll kind of find out a little bit more exactly what's going on. But it could be probably sooner rather than later. Flickr could have a new owner. And, you know, the hope for a lot of people is that whoever that happens to be, that, you know, they don't make Flickr go away.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the people that are on Flickr, they want to be there and they like posting there. I mean, Flickr is social media. You know, it's a community thing. There's, you know, we have groups like the Tiny Shutter group that you could post your pictures to, and there's forums, and you know, you can like and comment, and you know, you have your photo stream and camera roll just like you do on your iPhone and in Instagram and everything with all your pictures. And Flickr has been around for a really long time.
Yes.
And some people have, you know, just many, many, many thousands of pictures. And it would really just be a shame if this just suddenly went away.
I don't see it suddenly going away because it's a gold mine. I believe
it's potentially. Yeah. I mean, I would probably say that the majority of Flickr users don't pay for the service. I do.
Right.
I don't remember why I do, but at the time that I started paying for it, there was a good reason why. And I forget what that is now. And I just kind of never really stopped, but, you know, there are a lot of people that are quote unquote Flickr pros, and that just means they paid for the service. I don't even remember what that gets you exactly.
Yeah, it and I even think they got away from the pro. Are you still paying?
You know, I don't really know. I don't know. If I am, they take the money without even telling me. I don't really know.
You're the only thing that is keeping Yahoo afloat right now. Yeah, I don't see it going away. It would be one of those things that somebody will pick it up, and hopefully it's somebody who has some good ideas, because Flickr, for the longest time, I want to say for about 10 years, Flickr just stayed the same. It was like a blast from the past. You'd go into Flickr and go, oh, that's what I remember it looking like.
And, yeah, pretty much.
And a couple years ago, they started making some changes. It was almost like they walked down a corridor and they found the guy kind of like slumped over on his computer and goes, oh yeah, we forgot about Bill. You know, let's move Bill out of the way and we'll take Bob here. And Bob, why don't you make some changes to the way it looks? You know, and all of a sudden we got a new look to Flickr. But some of the, okay, so here's a list of potential buyers. This is what the Wall Street Journal had. Verizon, Time would, I don't know. Time might be good. Microsoft, I don't know what that company is, so I'm not going to say it. They even say like private equity firms or more, or it could be, you know, it could be that there may be a group of photographers that may want to take it over and, you know, use it. I don't know. Not as a, I don't know. Could you see Flickr as being a source of stock photography? But as a way for people to sign up for their images, not to say, oh, since we bought it, we're just going to take your images and use it for stock photography, but, you know, find a way to make it, you know, find some sort of a revenue source.
If they do that, it'll be the second time that they're trying that. Like Flickr and Getty were in cahoots.
Oh, that's right.
Somewhat recently. And I don't really know if that, I don't know what happened there. I'm guessing that maybe it didn't work out.
Dave in the chat room says they could try to spin it off to Alibaba as a first step into the US market. Let's see here. Bill says that there's pro advantages. I don't know what that is. I think there's a link he posted about that. And then Matt DeVore says, Tiny Shutter Acquisitions LLC. Yeah, I don't think we have that kind of money. Actually, take that back. We don't have that kind of money.
Well, I don't know. It depends what they're selling it for.
Dave says, Matt, time for a Kickstarter. Oh, Tiny Shutter, and then with the E's missing at the end, says, I like Flickr.
I like it.
Oh, they're a mess. So it'll be interesting to see what'll happen. Flickr is a beast all in of itself in Yahoo. And I see it as being probably the only thing that is safe for Yahoo. So I don't know what else Yahoo can do to possibly, I don't know, sell off that would have potential other than Flickr.
Yeah, I can't really I don't really know. I don't even know what all the businesses are that Yahoo has acquired. I mean, they've been acquiring stuff for years now under Melissa Meyer.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it all is and what any of it's worth. So who knows?
They've been playing catch up for the last, 10 years, ever since Google became a juggernaut. They kind of sat back on their success from the late 90s and early 2000s and let the competition get past them. And now they're reaping their rewards.
Well, with all the acquisitions, I remember at one time I thought, like, they're going to do something cool with all this stuff. Yahoo is.
Yeah.
But they never did. They never did anything.
No.
So I don't know. I'm a little confused. And, you know, I think at one time Flickr was definitely the place to be. It's not. It doesn't seem to be as much. I mean, there's lots of competition, and I think some of the competition, like let's say 500px, the impression that I get is that let's say someone who is very talented and maybe is a pro photographer, if they're not for some reason online and they're going to try to decide between Flickr and 500px, I just have a feeling they're going to go more towards 500px.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something about 500px that just screams a little bit more professionalism than Flickr.
Well, Flickr too was the cloud before any of these other services came out. Flickr was the dumping ground for everybody's camera. And so you used to see, you know, instead of it being private, you got to see all the images that came off of their camera. And you're like, oh, really? Wow. 15 shots of the same thing, except, you know, in different times. And, oh, yeah, I probably wouldn't show that at all. But it was the cloud for a lot of people and or a way to share with their family. And I would love to see actually how many images are on Flickr and compare it to what's on Facebook right now. I think Facebook will probably have more, but it has to be up there.
Yeah, it definitely is. I know that the only like super good thing about Flickr right now is that the iPhone is the most popular camera of all the photos uploaded.
Question is, do we want to see those images?
Well, we do, and we want them in our tiny Shutter Flickr.
That's
group.
Right. We want the good ones. So if you haven't joined our Flickr group, do it. Start posting. We want to make Flickr more valuable.
Yeah, the top ones are the iPhone 6, the 5S, and the 6S.
Sweet. Well, cool. Anything else you want to mention about Flickr?
Don't go away.
Yeah.
Yet.
I wanted to mention something real quick. Mark was going to try and be on the show because he had a pet peeve that was happening this week. So I thought it would be, you know, something worth kind of mentioning. Because next week, who cares? Whatever. Instagram is going through some changes. And there's this little thing that's been floating around you may or may not have seen where people are posting, oh, my images are going to, you know, go away if you don't turn on your notifications. Because what Instagram is going to do is cultivate the images by sort of algorithmically, blah, that's a big word, sort of like what they do with Facebook, where it's not going to be chronological anymore. And so there's this thing floating around saying, oh, you're not going to see my images unless you go onto my profile and you know, I guess click something, whatever. It's one of those things that it's not really true. Oh, hold on. I think somebody's knocking at the door. Hold on one second. Let me do this real quick because I think somebody's listening and he wants to jump in.
Oh, gosh. I was like, wait, who's selling Girl Scout cookies at this time of night?
So we're going to get the full on rant. Let's see if I can get him on here.
Yeah. Get him on. He was really riled up this week. I didn't understand it. Like, I just couldn't wrap my head around the anger that he was throwing out there. So let him do it.
Oh, it's a good thing I saw the text.
Oh, is he on yet?
He's almost on, but okay. I will.
The way that I understand this whole thing is that, like you said, it's going to be algorithmically based, and it kind of works basically off of what you like, right? So depending on what you've liked in the past, it's going to figure out what it thinks you want to see more of, and it's going to put those things first. Now, there's going to be a point in your feed where you've seen all those things, and then it'll probably be chronological after that.
Yeah, probably.
So,
am I on?
You're on. Caller. What's your name?
Hi, this is Mark Sadowski, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome. Welcome. So, what are your thoughts on it?
Thank you. Been a real pleasure. Go sports team.
Mark, where are you calling from?
I am calling from my crappy app on my iPhone. I don't have my other stuff hooked up yet.
Dave says, turn your radio down.
What do I win?
All right, caller, you had something you wanted to say?
Dear God in heaven, I thought on Monday my freaking Instagram feed was going to explode. I thought literally the sky was falling because I wake up in the morning and I notice maybe like a couple people saying, hey, why don't you add me to the notification dealio and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, all right. So, you know, every now and then, like, you know, like I follow a lot of like these adventure photo group people that are doing kayaking and, you know, they're doing mountain climbing. You know, I'm a big fan of Tim Kemple and all the stuff that he does and all the stuff that he advertises or, you know, is involved with Camp 4 and all that other stuff. Anyway, the point is that it started as a trickle and it was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then I would notice that, you know, regular people, and I use the term regular people in quotes, as, you know, saying
the peasants.
Hey. Well, not the peasants, but, you know, the other photographers that are doing like boudoir photography or doing these like stylized stuff. And okay, boudoir photography. Yeah, I look at it. Okay. It's, you know, they were adding their stuff. It's like, hey, you know, you don't want to miss any of our posts. I'm like, I particularly don't care.
Yeah.
and like, I'm literally having a conversation with my phone because like every other post I would have would be these things saying, hey, don't forget this. And then finally, a bunch of wedding photographers that I follow are doing the same thing. I'm like, really? And it became like literally every other post that I've been seeing that, you know, hey, they're changing this tomorrow. Oh, holy crap. You don't want to miss any of my posts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And so I went through the instructions to actually see what they're talking about. And it's like, you know, I hit the button and, you know, look at it. It's like, here, turn on notifications. I'm like, all this is going to tell me is if somebody posted something.
Yes.
Which my phone already does.
Yeah.
It's like, so no, I'm not going to add you to the notifications. It's no, you're dumb.
We had to talk Mark off the ledge the other day because he was.
Oh, I already jumped. I already jumped, broke my leg, and climbed up again, and jumped and broke the other one. And the problem is, I was still alive,
yeah,
and still seeing these goddamn posts coming through. And it's like, all right, let's review here for a second. And I think you guys already touched on this a little earlier, but I'm going to say it in an angry Lewis Black version of what you said. So everybody is all up in arms saying, you're going to take away my chronological masterpiece. And like, first of all, I don't see anybody posting anything that needs to be chronologically in order.
Yeah.
Because unless you're showing somebody literally growing up right in front of you, then
like my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even then it's like, all right, you know, this must be a flashback.
Yeah.
How did he take a photo of the child at four when this child is four and a half? It's like, so what they're planning on doing is, you know, gradually move things so that they're not chronologically, so that you're going to like the photos that you like the most, and you're going to see those first. So potentially you're going to get more exposure, because I don't know about you guys, but I have a life.
Yes.
And I do things during the daytime that, you know, some consider work. and so I don't live on Instagram watching these narcissists trying to post their, you know, their Picasso or gelato or whatever the freak they're posting. And it's like, so if I like somebody enough and I am going through my day, maybe even 2 days, who knows? I'm living on the wire. You know, gotta pay that mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good chance that I am missing a lot of people. Oh. And so having this as an option, I will then be able to see their stuff more frequently than seeing it chronologically.
Let's just say, so if you're following 1,000 Instagrammers and only 25% of them post anything during the day, you're most likely going to only see probably half if you're actually looking through the app. You're not going to see every single person's post. It's physically impossible.
Right. So this is actually a really good thing that they're going to do. For once, we can be happy about not seeing something chronologically.
Yeah.
But everybody has it, like, some hair up their ass, thinking that this is going to be the end of the world, and you know, I won't be able to sell my products. Blah, blah, blah. I can't believe all this crap. Well, as Matt once told me, I'm going to use your quote, when I said, hey, you guys notice that there's a lot more ads being served on Instagram? Where Matt said, it's a free app, grow hair. And I'm like, you're right. It is a free app.
I was just going to say that again.
And you'd be right to do so. It's like, for Christ's sakes, it's just...
We need a pet peeve jingle for Mark.
Just volcano erupting is enough, I think.
Yeah, so when you were texting us about this the other day, I actually hadn't seen one of those posts, you know, asking to turn on notifications for their posts.
Clearly, so, you follow sensible people then.
So I had absolutely no idea what you were talking about, right? That's why I was like, why I kept asking you, like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I didn't even understand, like, what you were just so upset about. And then I went into Instagram and I started scrolling through, and it took a little while, but then I saw one of those posts, and then I, you know, as the day went on, I saw more and more of them, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. But here's my thoughts on it. There's not any pictures in my Instagram feed that I need to see in chronological order. Yeah. I follow all kinds of different accounts. A lot of them are like adventure stuff, you know, like pictures of, you know, people like just like you, mountain climbing and kayaking and stuff. And the pictures that they post, it's not like they just took them that second. So right. It doesn't even matter if it's in chronological order. And I'm not going to know the difference, really. So, you know, I don't know. I just don't get it. The people that are trying to sell stuff, yeah, it might mess up their stuff a little bit. But I don't care personally because I don't want to be sold to. So I don't care.
My wife is one of the people that I follow. And I did not even go to her account to select whether I should get notifications. And I love my wife. Do this for my wife, do you think I'm going to do this for some twit that's posting pictures of a tree for the nth time that day? Yeah.
See, the only thing that here that's going to really bite me in the butt is I shouldn't have liked all those cat photos all this time.
Who knew?
So whenever this does go to this new algorithm, it's just going to be cats nonstop.
Oh, my God.
Cats and kayaks. That's a good domain name. I better see if that's available.
Greg posted a link in the chat. It says, relax, Instagram users. Why the timeline change isn't a big deal as you think. And I'll post that in the show notes. But, yeah, I'm trying to think
Go on with your common sense, let me add a little bit more add more gasoline to this fire. So I went, as I was seeing the world collapse among these people, I was looking at some of their posts, like, you know, people posting to those photos, and you know, you had like the vast majority of them were like you know, Spartacus saying I clicked on it. It's all good. And then every now and then you would have that one person that said, this isn't even happening all at once. You know, this isn't that big of a deal. And they were drowned out by saying, oh, I made sure I turned on notifications. Yeah. So it's like, this is even how futile everything felt, because even that us saying this on this show makes no difference whatsoever, because last time I checked, our audience is pretty sensible, which I am very grateful for, by the way. So see, you know, being able to even say anything would just fall on deaf ears.
Well, we are preaching to the choir.
I'm losing it to the choir.
But that being said, if our audience wants to turn on notifications for my posts, I'd really appreciate that.
I am just grateful that some of them even follow me.
Yes.
I mean, that is enough.
Well, we ask them to every episode that you're not on.
Yeah.
Please follow Mark. Please. No, I was saying.
You know, I listen to the shows. You guys don't say that.
I know. Dang. This isn't going to be the last time that the internet's going to wig out. And, you know, I think the last time it was the people were worried about Instagram selling their photos. And
oh yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah. It's like, really? You really think Instagram's interested in selling your photos? I mean, I look at mine and I'm like, yeah, they don't want mine. They'll send me a letter saying thanks, but no thanks.
I don't know. Jeep might have a vested interest in, yes, in your photos.
Yes. Oh, Well, do you want to? Oh, go ahead.
Do you guys remember? This is like a handful of years ago now. Instagram was doing something. They had some kind of little trick up their sleeve that got everybody all riled up. So there was another competing app at the time that was similar to Instagram, but nowhere near as popular. It was called StreamZoo. Oh. And StreamZoo was like, oh, don't, you know, fall victim to Instagram's games. You can transfer all your photos over to StreamZoo, you know, and over here, you know, we're just you just look at pictures and like them. We don't try to sell them or steal your children in the night or whatever.
Instagram, it must have been a terms of service change or something like that.
It was a terms of service change where everybody thought that by posting to Instagram, Instagram would then own the rights to the photos.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it was. And you know, so it's like, okay, I remember there were people that were like, I'm quitting Instagram and all this stuff. And And where is StreamZoo?
Right? I don't know.
It's non-existent. And I don't remember what it was, but I saw another app that is now offering – they like, you know, build it into their app that you can transfer your whole Instagram library over to this other app so that you could get out of Instagram because things are going to go not chronological.
Oh, geez.
It's so insane.
Wasn't Tada one of those that cropped up trying to?
I think they did try to have a. Yeah, social aspect, but then they wised up and they got rid of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
the internet.
One of these days we'll look back on this with fond memories, or we'll just forget about it. Who cares?
I don't know. I think we're being pretty fond right now.
You know, all this stuff, like, to me, it's like so, like, funny kind of that it's almost to the point now where Instagram really could just like say, hey, guess what, Matt, all your pictures are ours now, and I would just be like, okay, that's cool, whatever.
Do you want to stick around to the end, Mark?
Yeah, sure, why not.
All right.
We'll bring this plane to a nice crash.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. All right. Anything else you guys want to bring up with the news?
No, I think Mark said it all.
Awesome.
I could have done a little bit better with the fire and brimstone, personally. I shouldn't have called Joe about this a couple of days ago because I had a lot of.
Oh, he let loose. I should have recorded it.
Yeah, I was debating. I'm like, if I let loose now, will I have enough gas in me later?
But that's okay. You did good. All right, let's do this.
Post pick of the week.
All right. Greg says there'd be a lot of bleeps in that recording.
He's not wrong.
Too true. Too true.
It sounded like a rap record bought at Walmart.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's go ahead and move into our post pick of the week. Our weekly photo challenge for this last week was depth of field. And we got a lot of entries. That was actually really fun to look at.
It was shallow depth of field, to be exact.
Oh, that's right. Shallow depth of field. All right. Yeah. So this week it is Matt's turn to pick our post pick of the week. So I will hand it off to Matt.
Yeah. This challenge I liked because there was no specific subject that you had to photograph. So whatever you wanted to photograph, as long as there was somehow shallow depth of field in the image. And to be honest with you, I kind of thought that maybe this would be a harder challenge and we would get like a minimal amount of posts. But man, you guys really came through. We got a lot of posts. We had the like 30 some posts in the Facebook group, and then a handful in the Flickr group. And you guys really knocked it out of the park. And there's everything from, you know, pictures taken with accessory macro lenses, which do a really good job of creating a shallow depth of field, to pictures where you guys edited them after the fact with an app like Tada SLR, mm-hmm. or something like that to simulate the shallow depth of field.
And so, that one picture of Donald Trump was pretty creative too. It was shallow. That.
Oh,
that was a joke. Sorry. Yeah. swing and a miss.
Yeah. Normally, when we have callers on the show, we don't like them to make jokes.
It's true.
In any case, this week, my pick is from our buddy Matt DeVore.
Woohoo!
So Matt had a handful of just really freaking awesome pictures. Took pretty much all of them with the iPhone 6S Plus, which is just a spectacular iPhone, if I do say so myself. And he used the Moment macro lens. And I have to say, I'm kind of jealous of that, because that's a really nice lens. The specific picture that I took... one that he just labeled it shoot in the Facebook group, and it is a picture of some sort of plant. I don't know, Matt, you have to tell me what this is. But it kind of looks like maybe like a, I don't know if it's a new little shoot coming up or what it is, but some sort of little plant. And literally just the top part of the plant is in focus. There's a little bit of like cobweb or something on it that you could see. And the entire background is just super duper out of focus. And the colors are just really great colors. All these nice like browns and muted greens and yellows and stuff. It's really a great, great picture.
Matt answered. He said, I don't know. It's dead.
All right, then. So it is not a new shoot coming up.
Not a green thumb.
It's the the springtime death plant.
Oh, it's like me living in the South. It's like me living in the South.
It's actually here in Ohio.
Oh, but
we have those here, death plants.
Nice. Yeah. Did not know that.
It's like me living here in the South. During the summertime in California, everything dies off. Here it just turns green and I can't kill it off. It's like, come on.
Yeah. You never know. The death plants are, they're crazy here. I was actually trout fishing after work today for like an hour or so, and a death plant tried to get me.
Dave says, I'm a doctor, not a botanist. Oh, that's awesome. That is a great image. I love it. I like to see the details in a macro image, and macros are easily it's easier to get a shallow depth of field with a macro because it is so shallow, and you have to be so steady and in getting that thing just in the right spot. But it's a great image. All the images I thought were done very well. I did one of my daughter, and I try to make the edit look as real as possible, because the nice thing about Tada SLR is you can have part of the image out of focus, and then so you can have like you can make it look like the foreground is in focus. You can highlight your subject and then the background and what's around your subject be out of focus so that it has that natural look. And that I've been practicing that for quite a while because I don't like the blurred effects when it doesn't look natural.
Now, you did a really good job with that picture. I looked at it big and was like, wow, I usually can't get Tadaa SLR to mask this well.
I spent a lot of time of painting in and erasing so that I could get just the right masking. And like I said, I've been practicing a lot. So what normally would take maybe 1 or 2 hours to do, I can do it in less than an hour. But
well, aren't you just bragging?
Oh, so all right. Congratulations, Matt, on your post pick of the week. If you want to be post pick of the week, join us by going onto Facebook or onto Flickr and look for our weekly photo challenge. This is a great way for you to see what everybody is doing, and it puts you in the running to be chosen for post pick of the week. We use the post pick of the week as our album art, and on Facebook we use it as our cover photo for the week. So it's a great way to showcase the winner, but also you know, the challenge is a great way for people to get engaged. So now we need to figure out what our next weekly photo challenges. And do you guys have any ideas?
Who, me?
Yeah. Well, the audience can't talk back that well, but Mark, do you have an idea?
Food.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, I like food.
Yeah.
I like it. I like to eat it. No, I would totally do that. I've never done food photography before.
Oh, what's his name? Joe Hetzel. Is it Joe Hetzel that does the food photography?
Yes.
He does barbecue photography in particular.
I think he's going to be posting a lot. I think he's going to do what Matt did. And all of a sudden, we're going to get a flood.
Oh, but that's such a good flood.
Oh, I know. I know every time I see his images, I'm like, I'm hungry. Sound like my children.
I found a Southern style restaurant where I work.
Ooh.
And I just had their fried chicken today, and it was the best fried chicken I've had in a long time.
Nice.
Oh, it was glorious. Everything was made from scratch. It was run by hippies, which is awesome. These are authentic hippies too, because this dude had a full beard and his beard had a hairnet attached to it.
Dude, you need to go over there and take their picture.
I couldn't take their picture. Why it was not? Disrespectful.
You can ask them.
I was hungry. look, next time I can ask. Yes. I just wanted to see if the food was good.
Okay.
And they made their homemade macaroni and cheese. Oh, it was awesome. Oh, wow. I am bringing dinner home tomorrow for my family so they can be in its powerful glory. And I will probably take pictures of this food. It was really, really good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, I want it right now.
All right, well, that's it.
I'm going to do an epic shot of my son's SpaghettiOs. There you go.
Chicken nuggets. All right. So food photography is going to be our weekly photo challenge. Very cool. All right.
Shine up those burger buns.
Woohoo.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This is going to be great.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to bring up?
There was this one article I read not too long ago about this food magazine
that instructed all their photographers to use iPhones for that month's issue.
Really?
I wish I remember what article it was, but I thought it was worth noting.
Well, I think the chat room will probably find it for us, and then I'll have a link in our show notes, hopefully. But yeah, that's cool. I'm glad to see people are venturing into, oh, let's do everything with the iPhone. And pushing the boundaries.
I think it adds to the doom and gloom for regular photography, actually.
What one man thinks is a challenge, another man thinks it's the end of the world.
All right. Yep. And one company sees it as a budget saver.
Yeah, that's true. All right, anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right, here.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Mark, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Well, you can find me watching the sky burn on Instagram. But if you really want to see something else, go ahead and check out the xline.com for my one-man show on Fujifilm photography. And, oh my God, I got Carpenter ads.
Nice.
Well, it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. And they really like the cat food. Speaking of food photography, this one little bugger is just walking away with like a whole grain of dry food. And the cat's just watching him. Like, come on. I don't ask much of you guys. I don't ask anything at all. You know, do something. It's an ant. Look how easy I took care of that. And you just sat there and watched me. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, the X-Line podcast. It's fun. It's me chatting about photography. And you can also find me on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski there.
Awesome. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can check me out on Instagram, Twitter, IM, and Flickr at M Hoffman Photo. And check out the Flickr group. It's flickr.com/groups/tinyshutter. We have over 300 photos posted to the group now. We got 30 contributors and a handful of discussions. So come on over before it's sold and taken down.
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. I might have missed it because I was dialing into Skype and I had to turn off my feed. But did you guys make a prediction as to what's going to happen with Flickr?
Not really.
No, but I think we sort of both feel that it'll stick around in some form somehow.
Yeah. Do you think it'll stay with Yahoo or do you think it'll be a separate thing?
No, I think someone will acquire it.
Yeah. I think it'll
I don't know who, but someone.
Yeah, I wonder who. I want to guess, and this is my personal prediction, or maybe it's a dream pick, but I am thinking that Amazon will buy Flickr.
Ooh. I didn't think of Amazon.
They're already doing their photo bit. And so
why? Why would you want that?
I think it would be treated better. I think it would have room to grow and they'll be able to do what Flickr should be doing best and not, I don't know, kind of the screwing around with like these plans and I don't know. I think, all right, tinfoil hat on. Google is doing everything they can to make their photos photo section with Google Plus or whatever the incarnation is, Google Photos. They're making that into a big deal. Amazon usually tries to stay ahead of the game, and they've already kind of did a checkmate on Google with the acquisition of Twitch, the Twitch network for video game streaming.
Okay.
And I think them grabbing Flickr would be a great complement to their Amazon Prime service where you get to upload an infinity amount of photos, period.
Hmm.
And I think being able to display it properly, I don't know. I just think Amazon would be the right choice for that. But again, tinfoil hat.
Yeah. So Google or Amazon?
No, I don't think Google will do it. Google has their own stuff going on right now with they're already.
Oh, they could corner the market.
They could, but I don't think they will.
Yeah.
And I think somebody like Amazon would be the right way to go. And I don't know. We'll see. But that's just my two cents.
Well, cool. Yeah, I guess we'll have to see come 2 weeks from now. Is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
I have no idea, but I mean, God, chances are it's probably going to be like Verizon or Comcast or something. I don't know, whatever. Some crappy service that's already crappy that's going to buy this. And, you know, I don't think Yahoo is going to be picky.
Flickr will make its rounds.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be Kodak.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I actually, speaking of Kodak, here's a little bit of a tangent. I recently recorded episode 4 for the X-Line. Woo-hoo. Where I talk about the Fujifilm film simulations on the cameras and how I thought Kodak has missed a golden opportunity to cash in on this, because Fujifilm, their cameras have, you know, the Velvia, they have their Astia, they have the Acros film simulation within the camera itself. So you can still take, quote unquote, film photos using their algorithms. And Kodak could have taken advantage of this by making their own rangefinder style cameras, because they used to make cameras. Yes. Back in the day. And good ones too. And, you know, have film simulation modes in there, and being able to take advantage of like their Kodak Max cameras, the Portra, their Kodachrome. Oh man, what I wouldn't give for like Kodachrome, even though Fujifilm has kind of already grabbed the ball on that one with their classic chrome. So yeah, film. Check it out. Excellent show.
Cool. I can't wait to listen to it. All right. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show, all the show notes, links to Facebook, to Flickr, to anything else by going to tinyshutter.com. So be there or be square.
Oh, look at you dropping the mic.
Woo!
What's happened to Joe? He's become such a rogue.
Oh, cool. Well, good show, guys. Why don't you guys say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
This cat is doing nothing about these ants. There is literally one ant that is moving back and forth with a morsel in its mouth that's out of my reach. But it's just going back and forth. I'm like, where are you even taking this thing? He's like, he's flaunting it in front of me, saying, I got this and you can't get it back. I'm like, all I need to do is get a chair and you're dead. But that's falling on deaf ears. And then this cat is like, hey, can you pet me? I'm like, no, earn your keep first. God damn it. Stupid cats.
Save the homestead.
Right? Oh, he heard you. He's walking away now.